Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I know what you're thinking. Zach, are we ever going to see the Franco-Dutch War? I promise, history friend, we are, and rather soon. But first, I've been sitting on something for a while, and I felt that this was the best time to bring it out into the open. WDF asks, what is it and why should you care? Well, WDF asks is a curious kind of show. It serves the purpose of being able to address old issues that I've raised in previous episodes, or clear up strange inconsistencies, which have emerged as I've progressed in the When Diplomacy Fails timeline. Its purpose is that it will make things easier for you to understand, be very digestible, and also give you a new angle on old issues you may have thought we left behind. Of course, if we leave the definition of WDF Asks at least somewhat vague, then that means we can also tackle current issues and questions as they arise in the future, which is always fun. One of the things I hate about history is how it can sometimes leave me scratching my head. Sometimes I come across a fact or opinion put forward by a historian that makes me second guess what I thought I already knew, and then I realise that's what history's all about. It's about challenging what you thought you knew, about learning new things, and testing new ideas against old ones. It's about debate, about people, about issues, and about great stories. If you're lucky, it can also involve great storytelling. This is what WDF Asks aims to bring to the podcast table. When Diplomacy Fails' podcast format has enabled me to jump all over history in the past, which is great. But as you know, we've settled into our Age of Louis in the last few episodes, and we're slowly building towards his great wars that so shaped France and Europe itself. The problem is, though, by following a story through different episodes, we sometimes don't have time really to dwell on issues that truly stand out, or investigate things that, while they may not necessarily affect our story in the long run, they still form an important part of it. As a result of this, we've missed some debates in history that I would have liked to have dwelt on for longer than I got the chance to. Case in point, the first question, which WDF asks, we'll cover is that of, is Westphalia overrated? When I covered the 30 Years' War over 3 years ago, I was something of a podcast noob even at that stage. There was a lot I thought I knew, but there was also a good deal which I didn't know. You know by now that I'm willing to admit when I was wrong, but I'm also interested to learn new things. I thought I understood all there was to grasp about the Peace of Westphalia, which ended the 30 Years' War in 1648. I thought I understood its implications, its significance, and its value. Now having investigated the era which followed directly after it, it's hard not to have second thoughts about it. While redoing the 30 Years' War special is something I wouldn't necessarily be adverse to in the future, by addressing this question in a format like WDF Asks, I can give my more matured perspective on Westphalia, at the very least, if not the 30 Years' War in general. If you still don't see the value in this endeavour and you're screaming at me right now to stop inventing new ways to drag my usual episodic schedule out, I appreciate what you're thinking. On the other hand, it's my podcast, I'm 25 now and I do what I want. Oh, by the way, that reminds me. Jamie... And that's what I think of you and the 238 other people who corrected me. Really though, there's a danger that I'll never cover important questions in history if I don't break from the regular formula every once in a while. I'd like to be able to keep this show current, and I feel the best way to do that is to be equipped to deal with pressing questions that come to mind as I advance through history. You can help me out too. If there's a question you feel needs addressing, it can be a debate or a controversial, loaded question. Whatever you can think of, send it my way and I'll store it up for the future. Oh, perhaps I should have said this at the start. WDF Asks isn't about to take over our usual programming. I thought it would be handy to inject it here in between the Second Anglo-Dutch and Franco-Dutch Wars. But once we've asked about Westphalia being overrated, we'll be moving right back into Louis XIV's world. Typically for future reference, though maybe you shouldn't hold me to this because I'm Zach, I like to keep WDF Asks between 3 and 5 episodic blocks. So if your question seems fundamentally philosophical, I probably can't help you. It won't be overtly academic either. Of course, I'll have the usual suspects of sources behind me, as well as some new ones, which I may make you guys aware of, but I'd like to think of this series as a kind of personalised discussion of history, sort of like hardcore history, but I don't want to label it in case something should turn up and then people are like, "Oh, this isn't hardcore history at all." What I'm aiming for, guys, is a casual but still informative style, so that when we do cover things in some detail, you hopefully won't notice that I'm dropping a load of knowledge on you. I'm also going to work on my pitch and speaking style so that hopefully at the same time as us getting in depth about a certain topic, my voice won't sound bored or monotone, and you won't be able to describe When Diplomacy Fails as the kind of podcast you could go to sleep to, even though I must admit, my dulcet tones have sent me to sleep in the past. Sometimes when I listen to my older episodes, I come close to cringing out of my skin by how exact and regular my tone is. In fact, I have been told by some people that my older episodes actually have a kind of musical note to them, because every sentence almost sounds exactly the same, in a certain respect. But such is podcasting life, and until I do remaster everything, those old episodes can stand as a testament to how much of a learning curve podcasting represents. Well, to me, anyway. Our first installment of WDF Asks may take as long as 3 weeks, and I hope you'll give it a chance if you're still not convinced. You see, part of the challenge of podcasting is that you always want to expand your audience because you want more downloads, obviously, and the best way to do that is by constantly inventing new ways to appeal to the listener's curiosity. Maybe you don't think Westphalia is overrated, maybe you couldn't care less if it is, but maybe, just maybe, you'll tune in to the first episode of WDF Asks and see for yourself. That's about it, really. This is probably the shortest podcast episode I've ever released to you guys, so we've just made history in that sense. But I didn't want the introduction of the concept of WDF Asks to be tacked on to the very first actual meaty episode. And I didn't want it to take away from the content of the first investigation that we do. So, I released it separately. I'll be calling WDF Asks a series from here on in, but don't worry, that doesn't mean it'll be another Britain Goes to War, as I've said. Because above all, I'm simply curious. I want to know what the story is behind the Peace of Westphalia, and whether it really was all that it's cracked up to be. Perhaps I'm being selfish, but really, you only have yourselves to blame if you thought we were just going to march all straightforwardly into Louis XIV's greatest hits. If you'd like to join me then, since the first episode will be out on Monday the 7th of November, 2016, then that'd be swell. I'd also like to officially announce here, since I haven't managed to quite yet anywhere else on the podcast, that www.wdfpodcast.com is now live. So please visit our official website and have a mess around. I would like to add that it's because of your guys' support, through money mostly, that I've been able to launch this website and kind of keep it up in existence. So let me know what you think and tell people about it. My dream is for it to kind of become the hub of everything WDF, so if things go well and you guys like it and keep in touch with me about things you recommend for it, etc., then hopefully that dream will be realized. Obviously, it goes without saying by now, you should buy the t-shirt or I will find you and I will make you wear a hideous bright yellow one. Saying that though, I'm probably still going to buy that one as well because I gotta buy them all, don't you know? They'll be worth millions someday, really. So with all that said, thanks for stopping by and for giving me another chance to wow you with new content, hopefully. Thanks again to all those new donators and to those who have either bought a t-shirt or pre-ordered the book so far. Search A Matter of Honor and my name anywhere if you're interested in the latter part. And that's about it, guys. I'll see you all in the first episode of WDF Asks. Thanks very much for listening.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.